Hey there, dog lovers! It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats, your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA, with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
The second half of the baseball season is here, and each game means a little bit more. We're talking pennant races and wild card chases, with each pitch bringing us closer to the playoffs. The free Odyssey app lets you listen to live play-by-play of your local team, so no matter what you're up to, you'll never have to miss another game. Download the free Odyssey app today and keep baseball close by all summer long. That's AUDACY. Odyssey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody locked in all over North America. I hope you're good. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the show. There is no damn show without you, the listeners. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to us live from New York City. So whether you're at work, whether you're at home, whether you're relaxing, chilling, whether you're doing something top secret that we're not supposed to know about, or, you know, whether you just hanging out outside, minding your business, out in public, good for you. I appreciate you all. It's the beauty of sports, right? People are doing all types of things, and it brings us together. Whether you agree, disagree, it's the fun part, it's athletics. Me, I'm going to be here with you for the next 2 hours. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We've had a busy night already. Michael Lorenzen of the Philadelphia Phillies, he goes out and throws a no-hitter. Earlier today, Henry Ruggs, sentenced to 3 to 10 years after that fatal DUI, killing a woman and her dog in Vegas. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. At least he's just remorseful about what took place. Ron Rivera, remorseful about his words about Eric Bieniemy, saying that, Eric Bieniemy, yeah, he's intense, but I shouldn't have made it sound like our players are complaining and or that Eric Bieniemy is too tough. So we've already had a busy night. And as we continue on, this is something that I do every Wednesday night. I deliver to you a top six list. 14 NFL preseason games start tomorrow, on Thursday night, I should say, and will take us through the weekend. The Jets and the Browns got us going last Thursday at the NFL Hall of Fame game in Canton, and now we're really picking up. You're going to have a chance to see your favorite third-string quarterback. You'll have a chance and an opportunity to see that rookie who has never thrown a pass in an NFL regulation game. You'll have a chance to see, hopefully, some guys who have been hurt. You'll have an opportunity to see them return. And so tonight, we're going to take a look at some individuals. Were they hurt? Did they have a down year? Are they in a contract year? Like, what is the deal? Tonight's top six list, we're going to look at the top six NFL players with the most to prove in 2023. We'll do that momentarily. If you missed the first 2 hours of the show, you got an option. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can start from the beginning, and then you can just make your way through. Thank you to everybody listening live on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates all over North America. People tuned in on SiriusXM channel 158, everybody on a smart speaker, people listening on CBSSportsRadio.com. So many ways to get the show. but I'm glad that you're here. And so let's not waste time. The NFL season, the NFL preseason is upon us. And let's take a look at the top six NFL players with the most to prove in 2023. This is my favorite part, when Shep plays the funky music.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio every Wednesday night. A new top six list tonight, the top six NFL players with the most to prove in 2023. Let's get started. It's a countdown. It's six. So what number is it?
Number six.
Hey, we've been talking about DC a little bit, right? A couple of days ago, we've been talking about an announcer kind of putting mothballs in Baltimore. What's going on with that whole DC, Maryland, Virginia, Baltimore? What's going on up there? Yeah, number six. This can't be too much of a shocker. You want to know who has a whole lot to prove? It's a guy who won an MVP. His name is Lamar Jackson. Oh, yeah, he got a whole lot to prove. You want to know why? When you got to go through his contractual issues that took about 2 years to even sort out, when you get a five-year deal, $260 million, man, you got to show up and show out. Lamar Jackson, from the minute that he became an NFL quarterback, people looked at him and said, damn, he's a running back. Damn, he can't throw the ball. Damn, he can't stay healthy. And we've got some hits and misses throughout the course of his NFL career. When he's played, the Ravens have been amazing. Damn it, I told you, Lamar Jackson, he won MVP in 2019. He's a multiple-time Pro Bowler. He's All-Pro. He's damn good. But you know what? We can also say that he hasn't had the best weapons. He hasn't had the best offense. Well, now he has a new offensive coordinator in Todd Monken, and he has new toys. He has new weapons. He wanted the Ravens to draft Zay Flowers. He has Odell Beckham Jr. Knock on wood. Hopefully he stays healthy. He has the security blanket that is not the only weapon in Mark Andrews. And damn it, they even activated Rashad Bateman. Wow. And Lamar Jackson? Is he going to end this season with a head injury? Is he going to end this season with a leg injury? Is Lamar Jackson going to be back to MVP form? I can tell you this much. Lamar Jackson spoke to Peter King, and he was thrilled with what this offense can do. Listen to what he had to say about what makes it special.
It's a lot of fast pace, you know, a high tempo offense more. A little bit of college in it, like system-wise, but it's, like, explosive. You know, a lot of passing, a lot of down the field passing. A lot of get the ball out quick, you know, to my fast guys, and just get the ball out of my hand faster, and I'm liking it so far.
Man, I hope they're exciting. He's exciting. Odell is exciting when he plays. Anyone who's seen BC, they know Zay Flowers is exciting. I hope the fans in Baltimore don't have to pick it outside the facility to get rid of the offensive coordinator. I think Monken will get a grace period. And I expect, I hope, I think everybody hopes that the Ravens' offense can be much better than what they've been in prior seasons, a little less predictable. And Lamar Jackson making all that money? Oh, yeah. The MVP who seemingly never gets full respect. He has a lot to prove in 2023. I got him at six on the list. Who else has a lot to prove this year? What number are we up to?
Number five.
Damn it, what's up with the Baltimore DC stuff? We're going to DC. We're just going back and forth between 295. We're going to check in with Chase Young. Yeah, the guy who was taken right behind Joe Burrow at number two overall in 2020. Seems like forever ago, but it wasn't. Joe Burrow has already had a lot of success. He's about to be the highest paid QB whenever he gets his deal. And Chase Young, unfortunately for him, yeah, he won Defensive Rookie of the Year. And then the next thing he won was a ticket to the operating table. Terribly tore his ACL, tore his patella tendon. They needed to go into one knee to help fix the other one, to get a part out of one knee to fix the... It's complicated. And so he has stunk, not been available for the past two seasons, really. He's returning. He's going to be out there with Payne and Allen and Sweat. And if Chase Young is back, ain't nobody trying to see that front four of the Commanders. Nobody. And so Chase Young, he spoke to FanDuel. He sat down on Kay Adams' show, and he's like, listen, my knee feels stable. And oh, yeah, by the way, Chase Young, why does he have a lot to prove? They didn't exercise his fifth-year option. And why would they when he hasn't been available to play? But now he says he's good to go. Listen to him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't really think about my knee anymore. I don't feel my knee anymore. Overall, I just feel a lot stronger. I feel sturdy. I'm ready to go.
Look, he was drafted right behind Joe Burrow. This man made almost $35 million in his NFL contract. Not picking up his fifth-year option ain't necessarily the worst thing. He can ball out and make his money and show that he's healthy. He can ball out. They can tag him. He can ball out. He can get a long-term deal. But you know what? 35 is a lot. I'm sure he wants more money. Why wouldn't he? Who doesn't want more money? Shep, you want more money?
Yes.
Everybody wants more money, including Chase Young with a lot to prove. Top six NFL players who have the most to prove in 2023. Number six is Lamar Jackson. Number five is Chase Young. After five on a countdown comes...
number four.
Ooh, we got to go to one of my favorite cities. Oh, they got the food. They got the people. I don't even mind the weather. The weather don't bother me. I'm going to New Orleans. I'm going to talk about a dude who they called the Slant King. I'm going to look at a wide receiver who year after year after year, I just figured him to catch 120 plus passes. He looked like a basketball player. He won a championship at Ohio State. I'm talking about Michael Thomas. Has anybody seen Michael Thomas? Have you seen Michael Thomas play football? Does he still play football? He only played three games last year. Foot injury. The year before that, didn't play. Ankle sprain. The year before that, the same damn injury, high ankle sprain. Michael Thomas has been gone basically since COVID. And I know it feels like yesterday, but he's been gone for a minute now. And so after these surgeries on his ankle and now the foot issues, is Michael Thomas going to come back and be on the receiving end of Derek Carr passes to the rate of 100-plus receptions? I don't know. I think the most important question, and Michael Thomas didn't seem to be a fan of this question, was whether or not he was 100%. This was his response to a reporter last week.
I don't really know what you guys with. What your 100% is. I'm always chasing perfection and trying to, you know, win every rep. I'm a competitor. I don't prepare to like lose. I prepare to execute and make the play. So it's a process. It's a learning process. But the good thing about the Saints, we have a lot of great competition on the other side of the ball. So I feel like it won't take long.
Okay. He better hope it doesn't take long. I know Derek Carr going to be looking for him every chance he can get. There he is. Is Michael Thomas going to be healthy? I feel like we haven't seen the dude in 3 years, three seasons. Went from all pro this to not even playing. He got a whole hell of a lot to prove here in 2023. I got Michael Thomas number four on the list. What's next?
Number three.
Top six NFL players with the most to prove. We know running backs don't get no love. We have seen what's taken place with Jonathan Taylor. We have heard from his owner and Jim Irsay about how if I die today and Jonathan Taylor isn't in the league tomorrow, the NFL will go on. We've heard all of it. But somebody who has a lot to prove, I don't know. Is he too nice of a guy? Is he Mr. Nice Guy? Should he have held out? It's Saquon Barkley, man. Saquon Barkley blew out his knee two seasons ago. Before that, he had a high ankle sprain. When he blew out of Penn State, He was ridiculously dynamic, had almost 2,000-plus yards from scrimmage. He was a freak. Hall of Fame talent. There's a reason why he got drafted second overall in 2018. But I just told you about the injuries. We know about the devaluing of the running backs. And so Saquon Barkley got tagged. Kind of sort of threatened not showing up to work. And then he showed up on the first day. One of the key reasons the Giants didn't give him the money, because he was hurt. And nobody wants to pay no running back, especially a dude who was hurt. It doesn't matter what you did last year. What you've done the years before, you were hurt. But they did come to a deal. And so Saquon Barkley didn't take the tag. They put a couple extra cheese on top, and he showed up to work. And he was asked, hey, why, Saquon, you went to work. I thought you were going to hold out. Like, why are you showing up here? And Saquon talked about, hey, I love this, but this was also a great business decision. I'm going to show up and show out. Listen.
This year specifically, the best thing that I can do for myself would be coming back, going out there, play the game that I love, playing for my teammates, doing something I wanted to do since I was a little kid. And I understand, I know what's going on with the running back situation and me being tagged and the value of the running back continue going down. Only way that I feel like, you know, someone that's going to change, someone got to make a change. And God willing, hopefully I can be one of the people to do it.
Are the running backs going to combine like Voltron this year? Are the running backs, are they sitting in a cave trying to plot about, you know, we got to get our money, we got to whoop ass this year? Is that what's happening? Probably not. CBA doesn't expire until 2030. The most that the running backs can do is bust ass. And Saquon Barkley, oh, well, is he going to get tagged again? Do they give him a better deal? Yeah, he got something to prove that he can be healthy. And I don't know that he can have one of the best seasons ever by a running back. I wouldn't be shocked. Also wouldn't be shocked if he got hurt. It's the nature of the beast. Top six NFL players with the most to prove in 2023. Lamar Jackson at 6, Chase Young at 5, Michael Thomas at 4, Saquon Barkley at 3. What's the next one?
Number 2.
Oh, we going to the team where the coach doesn't know how to shut up. Oh, yeah, we're going to Denver. Oh, we're going to the quarterback who's probably going into the Hall of Fame, but is still trying to show that he can do it without the previous regime. We're talking about Russell Wilson. Congratulations to Russell Wilson. Wife Sierra pregnant with their third child together. This will be their fourth child in their family. And Russell Wilson. Denver Broncos gave this man a five-year deal, $245 million. Russell Wilson, going to be 35 years old in a few months. Russell Wilson. People will say, oh, Legion of Boom this. People will say, Russell Wilson, now he wasn't allowed to cook. People will say, Russell Wilson, when he was allowed to cook, he cooked for the other team. He's still trying to show that he can do this, do it, without Pete Carroll and Cam Chancellor, and Richard Sherman, and Earl Thomas. He's trying to show everybody. And now he got help, right? He has help in Sean Payton. Sean Payton did all this amazing work with Drew Brees. Sean Payton can help out Russell Wilson. Even though two of their wide receivers are gone, Russell Wilson, he got a lot to prove, man. And he talked about working with Sean Payton. Said he's one of the best. Listen.
Well, first of all, I think Sean's one of the best coaches to ever coach this game. He's intense. He's focused. He's such a great teacher of the game. And so all of us are learning every day, you know, more information, you know, just learning how to play the game the right way, how to practice at the highest level. And that's what we're focused on right now. And, you know, it's an honor to obviously, you know, put on the pads and put on the jersey and just get to do what I love to do.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. Great. Great, Russell. Great. Team went 5-12 last year. They're going to win more than five games. They're going to do that. Come on now. He just got to be better. I think Russell's still got some. He got a lot left in the tank, I think. bounce back season for Russell Wilson. I think he will. And then people will make fun of him along the way. It's the Russell Wilson way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We'll get to your calls in a bit. Because on the other side of the break, it's a top six list. I just gave you five. On the other side, I'm going to share with you number one. Who is the NFL player with the most to prove in 2023? This season, I know it's early, but it can be career defining for this individual. I'll share the name with you after the break. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Broncos country, let's ride.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Longtime listener, huge fan. Oh, my God. I'm so flabbergasted. I even got on. I'm always driving home from work when I hear you. I just want to call and talk about the game tonight.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a new top six list. It's what I do every Wednesday night. New top six. Hey, NFL season is upon us. At least the preseason is. Might as well try to take in as much as we can. Got 14 preseason games starting on Thursday, taking us through the weekend. And tonight, I wanted to go through a list of the top six NFL players with the most to prove here in 2023. And so let me give you a quick recap before I share with you numero uno. At number six, I gave you Lamar Jackson. Five-year deal, $260 million. One of the most polarizing players in the NFL. When you look at his abilities, what he can or cannot do, what he can do, and the players that he's been around, also his offensive system. But when you look at the money that he's going to be receiving, as well as his health, Lamar Jackson has a lot to prove for a guy who won an MVP back in 2019. And number five on the list, I gave you Chase Young. Tore his knee to shreds. The past two seasons have basically been a dub. It's been a loss for him. And so he's trying to come back and show everyone that winning Defensive Rookie of the Year was not a fluke in 2020 and that he can build on that season despite his injury. He's also entering into the final year of his deal. Chase Young, all of that defensive talent around him, a whole lot to prove in 2023. He's trying to get that bread. And number four, I gave you Michael Thomas. Saints wide receiver, we haven't seen this dude play in about three seasons. Derek Carr is his quarterback, and Michael Thomas, is his foot, is his ankle, is he going to be healthy enough to step back out onto that field and be one of the best wide receivers in the game? And number three, players with something to prove, players with the most to prove. Saquon Barkley basically showed up to work despite a contract dispute because he loves the game. The best thing that he can do to try to get paid for next season is to say, hey, I'm going to show up to work and I'm going to bust ass and that's how I'm going to make my money. Let's see if Saquon Barkley gets tagged or whether he's going to push the New York Giants to a contract. They don't have to do anything. And number two, I gave you Russell Wilson. Yeah, this is the dude who's supposed to cook. He got to Denver, and he cooked hot crap. The entire team was hot garbage. They only won five games. Now, they can't be as bad as they were last year. I think Russell Wilson will turn things around. I don't think he's completely cooked himself. And Sean Payton, I think they'll turn things around. Super Bowl contenders, no. An average football team at minimum? Yes. Yes, I think the Denver Broncos will turn things around. And Russell Wilson, going to be 35 later on this year. A lot of criticism at times because of what he did in Seattle, what he wasn't allowed to do, and what his teammates did. Not always receiving the credit. Russell Wilson trying to prove that he can extend and have a great rest of his career in Denver. Number two on the list, something to prove. Now, if you want to look up and down the league, players with the most to prove, is it injury? Is it legacy? Well, for the guy who I'm about to share with you, it's really about the start. What number are we up to?
Number one.
Oh, yeah, this guy has a lot to prove. This is one of those make or break. Like, are you going to be a backup or are you going to be reliable? And then, hey, look, it's Justin Fields. That's who I got number one on the list, the most to prove. This upcoming season for Justin Fields can really determine, is he going to be a franchise quarterback for the next 5 to 10 years? Or is Justin Fields just going to be okay? Is he going to be okay? Because in the NFL, if you're a quarterback and you're just okay, there's a good chance that you get replaced. And so for a dude who was drafted in 2021, for a guy who just turned 24 years old a few months ago, the world is this guy's oyster. Ain't nothing been easy here for Justin Fields. He's from right here in Georgia, ain't too far from me in Kennesaw. Played for the Bulldogs. Didn't play. Had to go to Ohio State. Had to earn his time there to go ahead and play. I mean, watching him here for the Bulldogs, they said, hey, man, here's the ball, run it. That's all he did. And to see his development year after year after year after year, it's been amazing. But now he needs to take that next step. The Bears were not worth a damn last year. They weren't worth anything but watching to see what his highlights were. They only won 3 games. They were able to flip the number one overall pick to get him help. They bring in DJ Moore. Last season, in the middle of the season, they trade for Chase Claypool, get him from the Steelers. Now he's dealing with a hammy, by the way. They draft offensive line help for the man. They give Cole Kmet a contract extension. Justin Fields last year, if you just looked at his rushing stats, you go, well, damn it, this guy's a running back. 1,000-plus yards, 8 touchdowns, and then he threw for another 17 touchdowns. His general manager, Ryan Poles, wants him to up that number. He wants him to balance out utilizing the rush with the pass. He wants him to basically be a walking play action all by him damn self. And so Justin Fields, this isn't make or break for his career. This isn't the end of it if it doesn't work out. But there's an expectation that he can really establish himself as a franchise quarterback without the question marks. We've seen similar. We've talked about Lamar Jackson. We saw what Jalen Hurts had to do, what a hard knock life he had from college into the NFL, had to prove himself. There's a formula here. And Justin Fields is expected to take that blueprint and move with it. He's already said he's going to be the first 4,000-yard passer in Bears history. He said that already. He's already called himself one of the best rushing quarterbacks in NFL history. He said that. Well, you know what Bears fans want? They actually want someone who they can call their quarterback for a very long time. Something that they haven't had. Justin Fields, number one here on the list, when you talk about NFL players with the most to prove in 2023. His general manager, Ryan Poles, replaced Ryan Pace. He's had the job for about more than a year now. And he was on Waddle and Sylvie, and he talked about what he wants to see from Justin Fields. Listen to this.
I think he's got to do what he does best. I think you can be, thoughtful how many times you put him in harm's way. But I think what he can do is with the threat of the run, he can open up things, you know, big plays down the field as well, and really put teams in a tough position. So it's always going to be a balance. I think it's always going to be a big tool for him. It's just, can he be efficient as a passer? Because then, like, I don't know how you defend that. Now we have talent where the field is spread out. He can run. He can go over the top. Like, there's a lot of different options. Now you got two tight ends in the middle. So as he gets efficient, like, that's a tough place to be as a defense coordinator.
Okay, Claypool dealing with the hamstring. Equanimeous St. Brown also dealing with the leg. Okay, it's August, but all things considered, you got some weapons now, man. They got you some help. They got you some protection. You've improved as a passer. Are you going to continue to improve? You going to stranglehold this position, the quarterback position for the Chicago Bears? I think Justin Fields can. And if I'd have to pick one or the other, I think he will. I think he will. I think he has the most to prove here in this upcoming NFL season, especially given the position, given the Bears' history. I got Justin Fields here, number one on the list. Top six NFL players with the most to prove in 2023. Obviously, there are more than six players. Obviously, I considered many players. And so what I'm going to do now is open up the phone lines. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Knowing that we got more preseason games coming. Knowing that, damn it, we're about a month away from the start of the regular season. Who are some other NFL players with a lot to prove? Stephon Diggs has to prove that he's not a crybaby. He's a good teammate. I can think about Jamal Adams has to prove that he can actually be healthy enough to play football. I can go on and on and on. But I'll let you share some of the names. 855-212-4CBS. Who are some other NFL players with the most to prove? I got Justin Fields number one on my list.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How are you? You know, what I wanted to say was that I love your top six list. Those things are awesome. I don't call into radio stations, but this is the second time you've made me call in because I just love your list so much. It's fun to listen to.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. That top six list, it's what I do every Wednesday night here on CBS Sports Radio. It's something that I started prior to even being here on CBS Sports Radio. The top six has gone from YouTube to CBS Sports Radio. Damn it, it'll go wherever I go because it's mine. Tonight, I gave you a top six list, NFL players with the most to prove in 2023. If you missed the full explanations and everything of the sort, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Here's a quick recap, and then I'm going to get to your calls. Lamar Jackson at number six, getting all that money now. At number five, I gave you Chase Young. He didn't get the fifth year of his contract option picked up. He's been dealing with that blown-out ACL. He says he finally feels healthy. At number four, speaking of health, I give you Michael Thomas. He has been gone for the better part of three seasons. At number three, Saquon Barkley. Injuries led to him not getting paid. Had to settle, threatened to hold out, didn't hold out. He said he loves the game. He feels that he is better positioned to get his money and prove himself by actually showing up to work. And number two, I gave you Russell Wilson, someone with something to prove. He had 11 losses on his own personal ledger last year with the Denver Broncos. Not exactly what Russell Wilson wanted to cook. Sean Payton comes in. And the expectations are that the team will win more than five games. And the number one, somebody with the most to prove, I wanted it to be, and I think it is, Justin Fields. Most important position on the football field at quarterback.
someone who has improved year over year as he enters into his third season. He's been very bold in his proclamations for what he's going to do for the Bears, be the first dude to pass for more than 4,000 yards. Already says he's one of the best rushing quarterbacks that the NFL has ever seen. The Bears just got him help at the wide receiver position. They drafted him offensive protection. This is not a full make or break, but it's a little bit closer to a you gonna swim or you just gonna float. And so Justin Fields has a lot to prove here this upcoming season. Can't cram everybody into six slots. So I'm gonna get to your calls. 855-212-4CBS. Morris is calling from in the truck. Morris, give me somebody else. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Prescott. Zach Prescott.
Okay, thank you. Keep going. Explain.
I say Zach because I'm tired of the national media. I'm not a Dallas fan now, but I'm just tired of the national media just beating Zach up.
Is it the national media?
Yeah. I just want him to close Stephen A. Smith's mouth.
Okay. All right, Morris. Where in the truck are you at? Where are you at right now?
I'm in South Carolina now. I'm going back to Columbia, South Carolina.
All right, man. You be safe out there, okay?
All righty.
All right, thank you. I feel like the Dallas Cowboys every single season, the team collectively has something to prove. I mean, oh, my God. Jerry Jones was just asked 2 weeks ago, hey, Jerry, y'all going back to the Super Bowl? Y'all capable? He's like, yeah, we are capable of going. Jerry Jones, man. 855-212-4CBS. Johnny's calling from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Reef Show. Who has the most to prove, Johnny?
I would say the whole Atlanta Falcons, but I'm breaking down to Jeff Okuda. He was a first-round draft pick. He just had a whole bunch of injuries. If he show up like a first-round draft pick, we're going to be unstoppable.
Oh, well, damn. Unstoppable? Okay, I think that has a whole lot more to do with Ritter than Okuda. But, Jeff's certainly trying to find some new life here in Atlanta. I mean, speaking of injuries, I know he hurt his leg last week, so I guess
he's
on schedule.
Back.
Yeah, he can be back, but he's on schedule with his injury. You got a crystal ball?
I don't got a crystal ball, but I know, hey, if he show up this year, our defense should be unstoppable. And I ain't worried about Desmond Ridder. He already proved himself in Cincinnati.
Oh, okay, Johnny. All right. I appreciate your optimism. Right. Thank you, Johnny, for calling from Atlanta. Look, I think the Falcons will be better than what most people across the country will give them credit for. But when you start calling me, telling me about, hey, if Jeff Okuda's out there, the Falcons' defense is going to be unstoppable. What is unstoppable? I think about an unstoppable defense. You know, I start thinking about, I don't know, the Bears. I start thinking about the Ravens. I don't know if I want to dare even put the Falcons in that category for this season just because Jeff Okuda might be healthy. Like, that ain't unstoppable. Sorry. 855-212-4CBS. Brian is here from Pittsburgh.
Hello?
Yeah, you're live on the radio. Go ahead.
What's up, JR? Hey, I can't believe Deshaun Watson wasn't on your list. I mean, $230 million guaranteed over 5 years. In the AFC North with Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson, I just think he has the most to prove in the NFL. I mean, you got Nick Chubb. You got Elijah Moore now on offense and Amari Cooper. You got a lot to prove. I don't know about the coach, but, I mean, listen. Can you tell me why he wasn't on your top six?
Because I think we know exactly who and what he is as a quarterback when he plays.
Do we? I mean, how long ago was that? What was that, 3 years ago when he was playing for the Texans and doing his thing?
No, it was, I mean, it was more than a year and a half. But he's 27 years old. I don't think the dude fell off of a cliff.
But Russell Wilson is 35, and he's been to Super Bowls, and you got him on the list.
I have him on the list because, yes, he is 35. And we've seen quarterbacks still have great success past 35 over the past several years. And Russell Wilson is trying to prove to the entire world and, more importantly, to himself that he wasn't just the result of a system or a defense or a coach, as he's on a completely different team. I think at his age, I think he has more to prove than Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson is 27 years old and already proved himself to be one of the better quarterbacks in the league, sub 25.
Okay. Now, Russell Wilson does have a great coach, though. He has Sean Payton. You know what I mean? He gets to play under that system. I don't know, JR.
He can have anyone go out there and play. Here, let me rattle you off some of the criticisms surrounding Russell Wilson. Just over the past, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. Too small. He's gotten too heavy. He's gotten too old. The coach in Seattle and Pete Carroll didn't allow him to throw the football. He goes to a new team. He gets a new contract. He loses 11 games. He's fat. He's heavy. He's getting older. It was the defense in Seattle that carried him. When they allowed him to throw the football, he wasn't efficient. I mean, how many more things do you need me to rattle off?
I mean, I don't need anything else. It's just crazy. Like, Deshaun, the contract just blew me away when it first dropped. And I just think, like, I mean, I would hope he's in your top 10 at least. Is he in your top 10?
I don't sit around thinking about a top 10. Does he have a lot to prove in a full season? Yes. Do I think he has more to prove than Russell Wilson? No. Given his age, no. Hell no. Not at all. No.
Yeah, all right, man. Hey, I respect it, but, I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I just think, you know, him not being in your top six is blasphemous.
Okay. I feel equally the same. Thank you, Brian, for calling from Pittsburgh. Ain't no problem with disagreeing with me. That's fine. I think Deshaun Watson, all things considered, does he have a lot to prove? What is he proving? That he can still play football? If Deshaun Watson is healthy, and it's not a matter of health, it's a matter of whether or not he's a pervert. I mean, come on. Playing football. This is not the pervert Olympics. I think he'll be fine out there, man. What does he have to prove? He's going to live up to the contract? This guy basically fell out of Clemson into the NFL and was already one of the best QBs in the league. And so he went away due to legal issues. Does he have something to prove? Yes. Russell Wilson, his legacy is on the line. Ain't nobody thinking about Deshaun Watson and his legacy. People expect him to be an above-average quarterback, a very good quarterback, a Pro Bowl-caliber quarterback in the league. What is Deshaun Watson going to do? Is he going to be ass now? Russell Wilson is trying to prove to people that, yeah, I'm a Hall of Fame QB, and I can whoop ass without being in Seattle. You tell me which one is weighted. Just for this season. Like, Russell Wilson is playing for legacy. Deshaun Watson at this point is playing for reputation. There's a difference. And Deshaun Watson has, if we want to even get past this year, which I'm not trying to do, Deshaun Watson has more runway. Russell Wilson is trying to extend his. Call a spade a spade. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. We're talking about NFL players with the most to prove. Don't move.
The official Winning Time podcast from HBO is back. I'm Rodney Barnes, executive producer on the show.
Magic and the Lakers are back to defend their title.
Join me as I break down each new episode with sports writer Jeff Perlman and the actors, directors, and key collaborators who brought the 1980s Showtime Lakers to life.
It's not about basketball. It's about winning.
Listen to HBO's official Winning Time podcast on Sundays after the show airs on Max.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Attention sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're gonna get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now. Mention BetUS 2022, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS, where the game begins.